Someone called Enron the granddaddy of all scams.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Enron was once the seventh largest company in the United States, but that huge company turned out to be mostly smoke and mirrors. It gave false hope to millions of employees and investors. When it crashed, it hurt thousands of people financially. How different is God's message of good news? Long ago, while ancient Israel was in exile, God promised through his prophet in Isaiah chapter 52 that good news was coming. First, God said, the people would go home from captivity. This would happen after a 70-year exile. God said, wake up, O Zion. Clothe yourself with strength. Rise from the dust, O Jerusalem. Sit in a place of honor. Remove the chains of slavery from the neck, O captive daughter of Zion. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of the messenger who brings good news, the good news of peace and salvation. God kept that promise. Over 700 years later, the Apostle Paul saw in this ancient message not only good news for the exiles, but in Romans chapter 10, verse 15, he applies it to the good news of the gospel. In this good news, God offers to forgive the sins and grant eternal life to all who accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Thank God this is not a scam like Enron was.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.